JWK and 4VWA.
Is that you, Steve? W4DJW.
Roger. Hey, Bubba, what's going on?
Are you on the same radio? Or did you find your wires button?
Yaesu VX170. Or I was, and I still haven't found that, but I was checking this radio out. Turns out that if I pull up right at the front of the Lowe's in Bowling Springs, I lose all signal.
Oh, well, when you had the wires issue going on, I don't know. You were on a handheld when you had the wires issue going on, and that wasn't the issue, right?
I was just trying to see if I could hit the repeater from there. But anyhow, I got to figure out what's going on here. So, anyhow, Dave is supposed to be sending me a name of a repair guy in Athens, Georgia. Do you know him at all?
I haven't heard of that one. I usually use the one in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay. Does he work on amps?
Probably. It's a company. I'm trying to recall the name of it. I sent a Kenwood TS-2000 there and had it totally gone through, and it was a reasonable price and a quick turnaround. And I've got now I've got another one I need to do the same thing to. I'll probably be looking all of that stuff up and sending this one off to them pretty soon.
2000, is that a mobile or a base?
It's a big mobile or a little base. It could be either one. Normally you use a TMV-71A instead of for mobile, and you use this one for the TS-2000 for a bass. But it's not a really big radio for a bass. It's not huge. It's a decent, small, compact size. You know, and some people have put it in their car before.
Well, is it HF, UHF, VHF?
Yeah, it's all band, all mode. And it even has a module you can put in. I got to put in I have two of them. I have the 1.2 gigahertz module. So it'll do all of HF, all of VHF, all of UHF, and 1.2 gigahertz.
Okay. Do they still make them new?
I don't know if they do or not. Probably. I mean, they've been making this radio since before I became a ham. It's one of those radios you either like a lot or you don't care for it at all. It's got the face on it comes out at you. The VFO is right in the center of it, and the face comes kind of tapered on both sides, tapered out from the ends to the center to where the VFO is. And it's got buttons all over the front of it. I mean, it is just jam-packed full of buttons.
Well, does it have a sound card? Or do you have to get a signal link?
It has a built-in TN, what do they call that? A built-in modem. So if you have a modem, depending on what it is that you're doing, if you have a modem and you want to do APERS, for example, you don't need a sound card. If you don't have a modem and you want to do APERS, you can use a sound card. So, you know, it's kind of that kind of a deal.
I'd have to add a signal link to do FT8.
Yeah, it doesn't have built-in FT8. It has built-in APERS protocol, amateur radio FSK, AFSK, which is the protocol that is used for APRS.
I understand which way you're talking about now. Yep. Now, I'd have to throw a signal link on that one. I pretty much made up my mind that any new purchase is going to have a sound card on it and be programmable. So, anyhow, I think that sound interesting, though. I got probably blown the finals on one of my radios, an 8900R, and I got a little problem with plate current on the Ameritron. So I'm going to call this guy in a little bit. He's down at Athens. So Athens would be just a nice little day trip, drop off, and then go shopping with my wife and probably get it, drive it down there, and come back after shopping and spend less money on fuel than I would on shipping.
I heard that. I've got an Ameritron upstairs. 72B something 72A. It's a 1300 watt Amatron, Ameritron that needs work. So let me know how he does. I might do the same thing you're going to do.
What's yours doing?
It's not consistent with output power. It'll be outputting, you know, 600-700 watts, and then it'll just quit. And then it'll be outputting it, and so it pulses, and that's really, really bad on the system.
Don't you?
Now, there's a transistor in there that I replaced one time, and it fixed it, but it was a very brief period of time that it stayed working. So I think it's something else, and that I think that transistor pops at some point. But there's something else that's causing the transistor to pop.
What is? That's a gassy power tube, son. You're getting ever so slight erratic power output. That's where the gas in the tube, and it'll hit that transistor and pop it. What you need is a new set of power tubes.
I have three sets. Two of them brand new. One of them the set that came with it. One of the three sets is the military grade. I got them from Dave W4KA down in Anderson, in Lawrence County. And he had the kind that are used for military equipment that you can bump around, so it's not a tube problem.
Okay. Well, and what model is it?
I would have to go look it up to be sure. Because I haven't looked at it in a long, long time. Yeah, I think it's the only Ameritron that is a 1,300-watt rig.
I'm going to be calling that guy in a little bit. Why don't you go up there and look at it and text me the model. And I'm sure it's 120 volt, not 220. Text me the model, and I'll ask him if he works on those.
I'm looking it up right now. I can go to the Ameritron site and find it pretty quick. Hang on just a second. Did you hear that big crack of thunder just now?
Negative, I'm over in Boiling Springs.
Okay. I'm in Greer. That's a pretty big thunder bumping going on there. I'm still looking. I'm getting close. W4DJW. Okay, I found it. It's an AL572.
An AL572. With no letter designation at the end.
It doesn't have a letter designation at the end, but the tubes that go in it do, or it's vice versa. AL572B, if somebody wants to know the letter designation, it's a B. But it's a 1,300-watt AL572B.
I don't want to stick my nose in where I don't belong, but do you want me to ask the man if he works on those?
Absolutely. I need to get it fixed. It's just there's no big hurry because I'm not doing HF at the moment. One of my antennas is hanging low and the other one fell out of the sky and I rebuilt it. I just haven't put it back up yet.
Skyhook. Support that antenna up there. We haven't really heard anything on our bill down in Columbia yet that I know of. I haven't seen anything from any of the ARRL folks. Have you?
No, but somebody I was talking to said the chances of it making through this time are really, really good because the stars are aligned now. They haven't ever been aligned in the past. That's why they didn't. But a bunch of alignment has been done such that our opportunity for it to work is really good. And if it happens, if it comes to fruition, I'll probably put up a tower.
Hey, what? KN4WQQ, Steve. I went to high school with him, and another fellow we went to high school with was W5GN. He's down in Florida now, but we put in a Hustler, a five-band Hustler vertical that had some radials. And doggone, that thing is about 20 feet tall. And, I mean, it is good. It is really good. I was amazed. So, anyhow, maybe you might want to try to consider one of those. I'm not sure a tower would work in your situation, because if it came down, it might go over to your neighbor's property.
Well, I have the woods behind my house. If my backyard goes, you know, back halfway through my property, and then the rest of it is woods. And the plan would be to put one up that's 100 feet that's in those woods. And I just put, you know, LMR 600 through the under the ground in PCV pipe out to the back of the lot. And there's nothing back there, right? It could fall. If it falls, it's going to fall on a tree. So I just make it to where it goes up higher than the treetop. That way they couldn't see it from the road. So it wouldn't be an eyesore, but if somebody, you know, got binoculars out and found it, they couldn't say anything because it wouldn't, if it, the thing is if it falls over, it can't do damage to somebody else's stuff. Well, out there in the woods, it can fall over and not do damage to anybody else's stuff.
Painted the actual tower itself to match the surroundings, kind of like camouflaging it. No one would even know it was ever there. Well, you might just have a really, really, really good situation. So all you'd have to do is find yourself some Ron 25. But for a 100-foot tower, do you have the space to run the guy wires?
Yeah, because like I said, it's all out there in the woods. So I don't think that'd be an issue, guy wires. And they do make, so the pneumatic ones that Johnny was talking about, so Johnny has a couple of pneumatic ones that he got from somebody, and there's like a third one that's available. He goes up somewhere in Tennessee to get them. And I don't think they need much for guy wires at all. And that's the kind I would like to get, is instead of getting like Ron 25 or Ron 75 or whatever those are, I'd rather get one that's pneumatic, and each section is 20 feet, and there's five sections, and you inflate it, and it goes all the way. Or you can inflate it just to where it's barely above the treetop, if you want. And all I'd need is like 5 or 10 feet above the treetops, and I'd be good.
Sounds like you've investigated that pretty close. What does something like that run?
Well, these aren't bad because they're used. They're not brand new. Brand new, they'd be really expensive, but it's not. I mean, it's probably less than the cost of a brand new 100-foot Ron tower.
Talking $3,000 to $4,000, or are you talking $5,000, $6,000, what?
2 to 3 range.
Collapse down to a height of what, 10 feet?
20. I think the sections are 20 feet apiece. So 20 feet plus, you've got five of them. They don't all go all the way inside of each of the one before it, right? So they might leave a foot out of each one of them. And if you got five sections, that would be 25 feet. But it can also be built, what Johnny was talking about, is build it so that it comes down 25 feet and then it tilts over like yours does. But only 25 feet is tilting over instead of 100 feet tilting over.
Wow. Okay, that sounds great. Huh. Man. Well, I'll tell you what. If things go the way I'm hoping they're going to go, I may be getting in touch with you on trying to pick something like that up, I don't know. It depends on the way it's structured. Would it need guy wires?
No, but it does need to be very stable at the bottom. You've seen those trucks that park, the news trucks that park, and then the mast comes out of the center of the van and goes up 100 feet. They don't have any guy wires on them, but some of them do have fold-out stabilizers to hold it on the ground to keep the wind from lifting one side of the truck up. You know what I'm talking about?
What you're talking about now, and let me just tell you, you're talking about putting that type of tower up under controlled conditions, so they would never throw it up in winds over, say, 30 mile an hour. So... structurally, is that going to be something that you could leave up when you get winds of 60 and 70? Because I've had 68 mile an hour winds at my place.
He told me what the wind rating was for them, and I guess that's also a function of the antenna that you have on the top, right? So if you have like a 19 or 17 foot collinear, vertical collinear up there, then that's nothing, right? But if you put an all-band Yagi, right, the step IR all-band, you know, five-element step IR all-band Yagi up there, it's going to be a huge difference. So Yeah, that's a combination of what you put on it and its capabilities and guy wires if you want. Because it does have slip rings that you can put on it for guy wires, so you can guy it if you want to.
My Mosley's not real bad, but you're right. It is a function of weight and wind load, so you'd have to look at that real close. How about that? That sounds great. I tell you what, as soon as they pass this law and you order one in here and get that big concrete plug put in the ground, you let me know. I want to come and see that. Well, in the meantime, as soon as I get that number from Dave, KB2HXS, I'll give them a call and see what they say. And I'll give you a holler back and let you know what they say about that amplifier repair. So, Dave has had this guy do some work for him and says, you know, it's a pretty quick turnaround. He says it's like a two-week turnaround and that he's fairly reasonable. So, who knows? We'll have to just see. So, I'll let you go, bud. I'm fixing to go in and get me some breakfast. I'm out and about trying to do a bunch of chicken coop finalization. So I'll let you go. KN4VWA. I'm clear.
Okay, well, yeah, and I've also been looking at land because I want to get out of here. I don't want to stay here, but Amy, so it's either I'm going to put a tower up if they pass that bill, or I'm going to get some land out to where I can build a pigeon coop like you're building the chicken coop. I want to raise pigeons again. I miss my pigeons. Anyway, I'll text you a picture of the front of the Ameritron just so that if you forget the number, you can just pull up the text message and you can see the front face of the amplifier. Anyway, have a good day. Good talking to you. Stay dry. KN4VWA, W4DJW, clear.